currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and places that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. A piece of Kirkland's history is back on the corner of Kirkland Avenue and Lake Street, keeping Kirkland residents and visitors on time while connecting them to past times.
Thank you very much for coming here. And on behalf of the Kirkland City Council, whom many members are here today, I accept this clock and welcome it home in its beautiful and original state.
Very exciting event. Nice to bring the history back to Kirkland. Very exciting.
On hand for last month's unveiling were three generations of the Anderson family. Ferry Captain John Anderson donated the clock to the city of Kirkland upon his retirement in 1935. The clock was restored to its 1935 glory, complete with original dents, face, hands, and a ferry schedule.
Do you suppose anyone's going to be walking along here and go, oh, it's only 12:30. We've got time. Let's catch the 1 o'clock ferry. Or better yet, how do we drive on? It's a car ferry, I'm sure.
However, the clock's timekeeping mechanism is not original. It's now state-of-the-art, sets itself, and should keep time for at least 100 years. After the clock stopped ticking in the summer of 2011, a citizens committee raised $11,000 to restore it.
A lot of effort to raise money, $10 and $20 at a time. So many people, about 200, 250 people, have had their hand in their money going into the restoration.
Donors were honored by having their names included on a scroll placed inside of the clock. On March 16th, Kirkland will be awash in a sea of green as runners, walkers, strollers, and dogs hit the streets for the second annual Kirkland Shamrock Run. Food trucks, prizes for best costumes, and entertainment will be a part of this year's festivities. The 5K run benefits the Kirkland Downtown Association and begins at 9 a.m. at Marina Park. Last year's race drew over 1,000 participants, and drivers should expect delays and road closures in the downtown area until about 1 p.m. For more information, visit www.kirklandshamrockrun.com. The Lake Washington School District ranks 21st in the nation for the number of new National Board Certified Teachers, the highest professional teaching credential an educator can achieve. Recently, 25 teachers from the district achieved board certification, including Kyla Thompson, an 8th grade language arts and social studies teacher at Finn Hill Middle School. Kyla's journey began by spending 3 days at her family's cabin just reading through 500 pages of instructions.
A lot of it is, how do you put all of those things together and make sure that you've been accurate? How do you know when students are learning, and what are you going to do if they don't? And what are you doing to challenge the students who really are ready for another challenge?
Becoming board certified is a challenging process that requires an incredible commitment of both time and energy. It left little room for anything else in Kyla's life, but she was in good company.
I was really fortunate. I did the whole process at the same time as my aunt, who's also a librarian in the district. And so we went down together and did our tests on the same day. So we were able to then celebrate after that as well, which was really nice.
Kyla spent over 250 hours building her portfolio of work to show mastery of 16 standards in her subject area and level of teaching. This required samples of her students' work and videotaping both a small group and an entire class lesson, a project her students were eager to help with.
It was a group effort. They were incredibly supportive when we were doing these videotaped lessons. They volunteered to write their lines of what they should say in the videotape lesson. That's not the way it works. I want a real answer. I want a real conversation.
The process also gave her students a different perspective on teachers.
The idea that teachers are people too, and we're still learning, we're still honing what we're doing and trying to be better, and that I was working on my own writing while they were working on theirs. There was a degree of empathy that I had last year that as I went through the process that has been really unique.
Kyla submitted her portfolio last March and took the required tests in May to assess her knowledge of her teaching subjects. Then the waiting began. Finally, in November, Kyla learned both she and her aunt had achieved board certification.
That we both passed and we'd gone through that together was really cool.
Despite the intense process, Kyla encourages other teachers to pursue national board certification. And her biggest piece of advice?
The WEA sponsors a jumpstart session in August.
Is to start early.
And get the crash course in the whole portfolio.
As spring begins to blossom, it's a great time to explore the outdoors. Juanita Bay Park, Kirkland's 110-acre urban wildlife habitat, is a spectacular place to start. On the first Sunday of each month at 1 p.m., volunteer park rangers with Eastside Audubon guide visitors through the park's rich history and wildlife with a free nature walk. The family-friendly walks happen rain or shine. Registration is not required, and binoculars are suggested. For more information, to download a park wildlife guide, or to learn about bird walks also offered in the park, go to the city's website and in the search bar type Juanita Bay Park, or visit eastsideaudubon.org. Thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.